Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, they're increasingly good news, out of Ukraine. The bravery of the Ukrainian soldiers, the resolution of the people themselves, all the people, the leadership of President Zelensky having a big impact. Russian forces are not motivated to... Let me tell you something. You know, think about this. Something like this happened in Rwanda, well, almost 30 years ago. Rwanda is an African country. It has two principal ethnic groups. You can call them tribes. You can call them whatever you want. The Hutu and the Tutsi, H-U-T-U and T-U-T-S-I. And the Tutsi, physically, both of them are African-Americans. Not African-Americans. Both of them are Africans. The Tutsi are much taller. I think they used to be called the Watusi, and leaner. The Hutu are shorter. But by and large, if you or I went over there, you would not be able to tell a Hutu from a Tutsi. But the Tutsi were massacred, genocided by the Hutu back 30 years ago. The West didn't do anything to stop it. It was a big mistake. And the Hutu hunted Tutsi with machetes and cornered them in a courtyard and hacked them apart with machetes. It was pure racial hatred, but at a subtext level that we wouldn't understand. You're not going to believe this, but there are occasionally instances of Hutu men who had married Tutsi women and they killed their wives. And they're Hutu men who married Tutsi women, so their kids were half Hutu and half Tutsi, and you wouldn't know the difference, and they killed their own kids. Racial rage, murder, sadism is almost unlimited when the norms of society break down. And that's what's happening with Russia now. The Russians and the Ukrainians are both Slavic people. The majority of the Ukrainians belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, or the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It would be just a different denomination. A substantial minority belong to the Catholic Church. They're all Christians. They're all Slavic. There are many mixed marriages between Russians and Ukrainians. Something like 11 million Russians have relatives. I mean, it would really be as if someone in your family moved to Canada. And you'd see him at Christmas or whatever, and they'd vacation with you in Florida or whatever. And what? You're supposed to go up and genocide them? So these Russian troops are increasingly not buying it. But trying to understand how it is possible for people who are ethnically, culturally, racially so similar, almost identical, boggles the mind. But if it boggles your mind, look back at the Rwanda horror 30 years ago, with Hutus attacking Tutsis. Well, what's happened right now is, among the pieces of good news, is that NATO and the United States are now getting serious about giving Ukraine their best weapons to go after the Russians. And I'm talking about new heavy artillery, NATO grade, NATO smart artillery shells, precision guided artillery shells. When I got out of school, I went in the Navy, and one of my best buddies went in the Army, and he was at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, artillery. And, you know, in the old days, you know, you'd have a mortar, or you'd have artillery. These are shells now that are guided. They're like guided missiles in artillery. They're GPS-guided artillery shots. They're tank hunting missiles. You know, in the old days, you'd see the Panzers and, you know, you had Rommel and the Africa Corps in North Africa, and we beat them, Montgomery and Patton and our people. But those were, you know, those are just tanks, and you went after it with machine guns and artillery. I think tanks are going to become obsolete. I mean, would you want to be in a tank with a couple of people? And you know that somebody 50 miles away who can't see you is locked in on you electronically and is launching a guided missile artillery shell that can move in flight and follow you and blow you up. I mean, you're a sitting duck. You're a sitting duck. Ukraine is now getting these weapons. You know, you might say, okay, that's great, Matt, but, you know, when is this going to wind down? There's very little depth. I mean, there's a bottomless pit of Russian sadism. Let me tell you what they're doing. On May 9, one reason they have to be beaten and thrown out of the country, Ukraine, they're going to have their so-called victory parade in Moscow, and they're going to have little victory parades even in parts of Ukraine that they momentarily occupy. May 9th is the date that the German army surrendered. The German army in World War II did not surrender because of the Russians. They surrendered because of the United States. The Russians had collaborated with Hitler through Stalin, but they're celebrating as the Russians having beaten them. Okay, that's their big deal. So when you saw all those Red Square parades back in the old days and the, you know, tilted missiles and everybody goose-stepping, they were all very proud of May 9. May 9 is a big deal. It's their July 4. You know what they're going to do? This just came out. They've kidnapped a number of Ukrainian civilians, old men, a lot of women, a lot of kids, or men who were staying home farming and using their rifles, not military people. They're going to dress them up in Ukrainian uniforms, military uniforms, and march them in formation as if they're prisoners of war. And they're doing this because they have no prisoners of war. Because the Ukrainians don't give up. They fight to the death and they kill a lot of Ruskies. This reminds me of the Chinese pulled something like this about 15 years ago. Something happened and a couple of their zoos ran out of animals. You know what they did? They put a German shepherd in a cage and said he was a wolf. They put a chow, honest to God, a chow with big red furry neck in it, and they said he was a small lion. This is what the Chinese... You know, the thing is, do you think the Chinese walked up to a cage and go, that doesn't look like a lion, that looks like a chow? Or that doesn't look like a wolf, that looks like Rin Tin Tin? Okay, you see what I'm saying? The Ruskies, I mean, these people, they abuse their citizenry so much, they disrespect them so much, they think they can pull this stuff? You know, I hope they're not putting 90-year-old women in military uniforms. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. They better not put like 12 and 13-year-old kids in uniforms. But they're going to, some old skinny guy that should have a breathing tube, some guy with a walker, they're going to put a Ukrainian uniform on him and say he's a prisoner of war. They kidnapped him. They admitted they kidnapped 2,000 children from Ukraine. The Ukrainians say they kidnapped multiples of that. They kidnapped them away from their families to bring them into Russia and make them, quote, Russians. They're in camps. They're called filtration camps. You know what a filtration camp is? You filter grounds of coffee. You filter people. Take them in one at a time, and if they are seem dangerous, a leader, an opinion maker, an influencer, member of parliament, mayor, journalist, priest, nun, intellectual, anybody whom people generally respect, they'll kill them or send them to the gulag or torture them. And the rest of them, they beat the heck out of them and make them Ruskies. And that's what they're doing. But what do you mean make them Ruskies? These people are all ethnically and even religiously and culturally almost identical. What they're going to be forced to do is turn on and denounce their own kind back in Ukraine, their own parents and grandparents. This is what Stalin did. This is what the Nazis did. They would give prizes to kids who ratted out their parents. There's a hotline type thing, and they'd call up and they say, I heard my parents at 2 a.m. whisper that Stalin was a bad man. They come and arrest him, and then they give the kid a medal. I'm not kidding. That is Russia. That is Putin. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Shut it down. All your dreams come true.